I want to show you all one of the scariest clips I've seen of Donald Trump's presidency, but it's not for the reason you think. There are scary clips of him signing executive orders that will harm tens of millions of people. There are clips of him going after political opponents or posting AI videos of Obama being arrested on his Truth Social account. There are videos of him saying some of the most outrageous lies ever, like blaming the Potomac DC plane crash on DEI. Those are all terrible, but what's happening here is a little bit more insidious, but it is repetitious. It happens over and over and over, and it all comes back to Donald Trump's cognitive decline and lack of control. So before I play this clip, I just want to start with the foundations, because over the past few weeks, Donald Trump has seemed to have reignited his bizarre fixation with Barack Obama. His claim to fame in American politics, remember, was claiming that President Obama was not even born in America. So his claim to fame was already conspiracy theories in like 2012. That's how he entered the political arena. He was, of course, famous before. And for a while, he attacked Obama relentlessly. Then he's kind of attacked Biden more and Hillary more. But he has reignited this bizarre fixation with Obama in a new way. He can't go more than a few minutes at any rally without name-dropping him, and this week, it reached a new low when he admitted that he's doing this particularly just to pivot off of Epstein. He literally says, every time they give you a question that is not appropriate, meaning about Epstein, just pivot to Obama. Just talk about Obama. Listen to this.
Remember this. Obama cheated on the election, and we have it cold, hard, blue, and it's getting even more so because the stuff that's coming in is not even believable. So
cold, hard, and blue. He just makes up phrases, and we have it even more so.
Well, and you should mention that every time they give you a question that's not appropriate, just say, oh, by the way, Obama cheated on the election. You'll watch the camera turn off instantly. But I want to thank...
Yep, that's the game. He just gave the game away. Pivot and try to attack political opponents, pivot to the most divisive issues possible whenever somebody brings up Jeffrey Epstein or a topic that he doesn't like. And this week, again, he posted a doctored video of President Obama being arrested, shared by the man who is sitting in the Oval Office. So it's not even political theater anymore. It's distraction from an issue that affects real people. Today, he began to attack Obama for playing golf while he was speaking at an AI summit. Keep in mind, Trump, like a week ago, was playing golf at his golf course in Bedminster while Texas was flooding.
The scam was one of the greatest. It's so ridiculous what they've made you do. The carbon footprint. They talked about the carbon footprint, and then Obama hops onto a 747 Air Force One and flies to Hawaii to play a round of golf and comes back. What about the carbon footprint? The scam was one of the greatest.
There's a difference between the President of the United States traveling in an efficient manner individually versus him enacting a top-down policy that helps save the planet. For example, President Obama helped with the Paris Climate Accord, which would genuinely put the planet back on track, despite one person, the president, trying to maximize their time. So I don't even know why I'm debunking this. Donald Trump is obsessed with Obama, and it's all about a cover-up. It is all because he needs you to stop looking at him, stop looking at the truth, stop looking at all of the Epstein cover-ups while the poll numbers drop, while his entire cabinet unravels. And speaking of cover-ups, he's also covering up some major cognitive decline, and I'm beginning to wonder if he's even in control. The problem is, we have seen repeated videos of Donald Trump signing executive orders, and the people around him are telling him, explaining to him what could be in the executive order, but we don't really know. So for the past few years, Donald Trump has said that Joe Biden, when he was the president, wasn't even in control and the auto pen was in control, yet we saw Joe Biden signing policies and taking an active part in the creation of those policies. I know Joe Biden wasn't the best communicator due to his age near the end, but he was a good communicator at the beginning. He was able to explain things, charming, charismatic. He got a lot of policies passed. He got historic amount of policies passed. Remember the bipartisan infrastructure bill. He got the PACT Act passed. He got multiple landmark COVID bills passed, all to help the American people because he was able to reach across the aisle. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, whenever he's signing executive orders or anything, he basically just has them placed in front of him and he doesn't know what they are. So he's covering up his cognitive decline. He's covering up the fact that I don't think he's in control. Even Nick Fuentes, a despicable human being, literally a far-right Nazi, just said, the Wall Street Journal just confirmed that Trump has been engaged in a deliberate cover-up of the Epstein files ever since he learned he was in them in May. Then he spent the last week gaslighting and guilt-tripping his supporters for not believing his lies. He gaslights about everything. Remember, he gaslights about who even pays the tariff in the first place, therefore hurting the economy. He gaslit about immigration. I mean, maybe not. He said what he was going to do, but a lot of voters had this weird idea in their head that he was going to be less extreme. No. He came in, he took the most extreme position possible and enacted that. And people should have paid attention. We talked about it a lot. He's covering up his cognitive decline and Epstein release by pivoting to Obama. I'm going to play the clip in just 1 second, but here's Ted Cruz now pivoting to Obama.
Understand, these partisans are so contemptuous of the American people. What was the Russia hoax about? It was about subverting democracy. They were mad at the voters that they elected Donald Trump.
They want to punish him.
It's the exact same sentiment that led to the lawfare last year of indicting Donald Trump 4 times.
No, this is insane. This is the problem, too. If President Obama were arrested and had a mugshot, my fear is people in MAGA would just be like, look, Trump had a mugshot. Now we're just weaponizing it in the same way. When that's not true. President Obama respected norms at every step within his presidency. Donald Trump in his first term broke the guardrails. In the second term, he threw the guardrails off of the bridge and is now just dismantling the bridge itself. Over and over, Donald Trump has nuked any sort of norms within the country. Think about on day one, when he immediately pardoned all of the January Sixers. That's something he wants to cover up as well. He's trying to cover up his involvement in the Epstein files and the fact that he committed a multitude of crimes while he was the president and even after by hiding things. And really quickly, this is important. The United States is supposed to be the land of the free, but how free are we if the government can secretly monitor our messages, track our search history and location, and even buy your private data? Right now, with Trump's control of the NSA, the FBI, and other big tech, his surveillance machine is more powerful than ever. So in order to fight back, I've been using a free service called Proton Mail. Proton was created by scientists who met at CERN, determined to build a better internet. They started this in Switzerland because Swiss privacy laws are tough, even tougher than the US, and now Proton Mail can protect your privacy with end-to-end encryption in a tough way. No one, not even Proton, can read your emails. With Proton Mail, again, it's free, and you don't have to worry about Section 702 surveillance because your information stays secure, encrypted, and out of the hands of big tech. I love Proton Mail. I use Proton Mail because I refuse to let the government treat my privacy as optional. It is effortless to switch over, especially if you're using Gmail. And if you switch over, there are a bunch of features like Proton VPN, Proton Drive, Proton Pass, and more, all designed to give you total control over your digital life. So go sign up below. Seriously, it's completely free, and you can join the over 100 million people who've already chosen Proton Mail. Go to proton.me/Adam or click the top link below. Take your privacy back today. It's free. Thank you to Proton Mail for making this video possible, and thank you to you all. I want to show you, this is the main clip that I found incredibly scary. A Trump admin official explains to Donald Trump that the executive order he is signing ensures the federal government will not procure or promote AI models that embrace wokeism or critical race theory. What does that even mean? If you asked Donald Trump what wokeism or critical race theory was, he wouldn't know, meaning he's asking people who are probably smarter than him, saying, you know, what am I signing right here? And they're saying, oh, you're just beating wokeism with AI. Meanwhile, we don't even know what he's signing. People around him are pulling the strings. Look at this guy.
And lastly, sir, as you said in your speech, we don't want woke AI. We want AI models based on accurate information that give accurate information and accurate answers. This executive order will ensure that when the federal government procures or promotes different AI models, that those AI models are ideologically neutral, that they don't embrace wokeism and critical race theory and all of these terrible theories that have done so much damage to our country.
Thank you very much.
And then he just signs it with not a modicum of critical thought in his entire body. When they say it's going to be politically neutral, and the next breath they say it's going to remove wokeness, it doesn't really give me that much faith, because they call wokeness someone saying that systemic racism is real. I could point out the fact that the Holocaust actually happened, and some people would say I'm woke, so it's an arbitrary term. This is Donald Trump then saying He basically gave up on tariffs. Again, he signed letters and sent them out to countries en masse. Just to run this back, I don't want to be repetitive or anything, but when Trump got back into, office, he said that tariffs were paid for by other countries. So he's lying in the first place, gaslighting about who's paying them. But now, after not getting 90 deals in 90 days, getting zero deals in 200 days, he's just sending out letters en masse. Who the hell is controlling this guy? Who the hell is this guy? It's insane.
Well, the trade thing is going to be very big. And we're sending out letters as we speak. They literally just started going out. And I signed the letters. And it's basically telling countries that we are going to give you the privilege to shop and work in our country. And I think it's very good. And in some cases, we'll make deals. You know, we'll make a direct deal as opposed to a letter. And we've already made some of them with various countries. Well, the trade thing is going to be very big.
I mean, come on. You're just sending out letters after getting no deals whatsoever. Here's another clip of him a few months ago. This one says, Trump doesn't even know what the F executive orders he's signing. He signs them, then asks what they are. He doesn't know what they're for. What was that about the auto pen, you demented effing moron?
Building the foundation and getting going. We need to do this for America.
Are we doing something about the regulatory in here?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, you are. You are,
because
sir.
That's going to be a big factor.
Yes, absolutely. Sir. That issue I just described will be addressed in this EO and many other issues that we don't have time with the president to cover.
He doesn't even know what they're doing. He asks them, are we fixing this? I don't know.
I would say it's very, we've contemplated just about everything, right?
Well, this, Mr. President, this Energy Dominance Council that you have created is something I haven't seen in 30 years.
Lord have mercy. The absolute glaze when Trump doesn't even know what's going on. We cannot let him get away with this. He's going to be trying to damage the reputation of President Obama, and we are going to push back. I genuinely think he is in cognitive freefall, and the videos are piling up. If Republicans thought they had evidence when we had 20-second clips of Biden stumbling on the beach, we now have multiple clips of Donald Trump literally being handed a document to sign, asking, what is this? What am I signing? What is this for? And then his deputy chief of staff or chief of staff or somebody or Will Scharf will say, this is what you're signing. We don't even know if it's true. So what is he signing behind closed doors? He's slurring at his rallies. Who's the one making the decisions? He says that Viktor Orban is the leader of Turkey when he's the leader of Hungary. He mixes up the names of world leaders. He'll stare blankly mid-speech. He's not in control. He's being managed, and we need to continue to point this out. When this dude is asking on camera, what is this executive order I'm about to sign? That's not even a gaffe anymore. It is a massive national security risk, and I'm going to leave it there. We cannot let him get away with diverting attention to Obama or Biden or whoever else he wants to attack. We talk about his inability to pass legislation, inability to end wars. The legislation he does pass hurts the American people. Talk about how it hurts the American people, like stripping Medicaid. Talk about his cover-up of Epstein and his cover-up his cognitive decline. I'm going to end it there. I'm going to see you all in the next one. Love you all, and peace out.